Miriam fought through the haze of yet another month of broken sleep to grasp caffeinated relief. She could vaguely remember what being rested felt like. It was warm and yellowish and didn't have that nagging headache which bit the backs of her eyes. Completing a Bachelor of Pharmacy while being pregnant seemed like a good idea at the time. Now she was 2 days from a renal therapeutics exam that she hadn't even begun cramming for. Miriam took another sip of her extra strong latte just as Philip added to the drool on his jumpsuit, and if he had shat himself, he wasn't letting on, and that was just fine by Miriam. 18 long months ago, she didn't think twice about which numbers came along for the ride and her food as long as it was spicy. Last week, Miriam found herself scanning for gluten. Big issue, $5, help the homeless. Miriam's gaze remained fixed on her son, despite the proximity of the pacing vendor. A lemon vest and an armful of winehouse wove a path amongst the throng of black-on-black streaming along the pavement. Miriam knew she didn't have $5 worth of coins, and a strained fatherly voice prevented her from handing over a 10 without asking for change. Then came thoughts of her hands touching his, and her palms twitched for sodium lauryl sulfate. She didn't feel quite as cheap when she spied the woman across from her in the wraparound sunglasses seemingly ignore the vendor's calls. As for Philip, he appeared genuinely preoccupied in what this younger woman's chest had on offer. Miriam knew that her own breasts once looked that perky, tender only when ovulating and not prone to leaking milk. Miriam wondered if she could head a clinical trial as to which pair of breasts were the most universally appealing. She began the initial phase of testing on the man with the pen and pad sitting 2 chairs away, first with an eye flutter, and then with the inhale of her chest, complete with an exhale that was all stomach. Going by the lack of looks and Miriam's general direction, their clinical trial wasn't an immediate success. Mother Hubbard or no child, Sleeping Beauty or no sleep, Miriam knew she was going to have to get back into the swing of things, if not for Philip's sake, then for her own. She didn't like being alone, and liked daycare even less, and if only Mick had been less of a prick and refrained from charming the fascinators off his camera assistants, then maybe, just maybe, their wedding photography business would have been a success instead of being as overexposed as their marriage. Miriam gently brushed the rogue hair from Philip's face and forgave him the aches and pains and mornings that began at 5 and promised to never say out loud what she would do if given the choice again.